Well, hello, gentlemen, again. Now, thinking about it, I've been on social media and the internet for quite some time. A long time, actually. But I've never become very successful. Most people don't even know who I am. And I believe I know what the problem is.
Yeah, your stuff ain't no good, really. Couple of things, but mostly shit.
Shut up. I thought about that. That's not the case. It's because I'm not trendy, that's why.
Wait, how can you be trendy when you're almost dead of old age?
Oh, I can become trendy very easily. To become trendy, I have to be a victim. I have to become a member of the victimhood. And to that goal, I'm going to tell people that I'm actually of the other persuasion. Well, I know a lot of people thought I was a real man, but this is the real man in today's world. Yes, I bat for the other team. I am coming out.
Well, this last video I'll do with you then. I'm gone, I'm out of here, mate.
But not only that, I'm also bipolar. And also, I have a sort of a mental disability in the sense that I just don't like looking at green things. It upsets me and I have to sort of go away from it. Find my safe space.
Well, yeah, you'd be fucked in the forest, wouldn't you?
Well, just thinking about the forest makes me feel queasy, but I'll carry on. Then when I was a very, very young boy, something happened to me I don't want to talk about, but it affects me every day. Okay, I'm just saying those things, and not to belittle or take away for anybody who has mental disorder, or the other things I mentioned. The word disabilities, if you look it up, it certainly doesn't say it's an advantage, but probably the woke brigade will have that changed too. But you see what I'm getting at. It's a victimhood society we live in. Some of the mental issues that some of the femmes say they have now, they're making up as they go along. If you're not a victim about something, you're not a member of the group, are you? Of course, I could sit around and complain about some of my childhood, the chances I missed. But it's really just a form of moaning, because everybody in life goes through these challenges, don't they? And lots of people listening to this out there have had problems and issues. But you get on with life, don't you? And generally speaking, the reason why they have all these things wrong with them and they pretend they have in a way, it's just an excuse. So if they do something wrong, they can blame it on that. It's a way of dismissing responsibility. And of course, I remember seeing a video of a femon who actually faked that she had Tourette's. And I know a couple of people that have Tourette's, and she was not a very good actor. And what she actually did was belittle the people who have Tourette's. She probably went through all the sort of things and found the one that was easiest to copy. At least she thought it was. But really, how disgusting can that be? So if to be trendy, I have to have all these things wrong with me, physically and mentally, then I'd rather stay not trendy and tick along the way I've been ticking along.
Well, if you're really like you were before then and you're just joking sort of thing, making a point, I guess I can stay with you a bit longer.
And now I am pissed off. Anyway, you've got something wrong with you.
What's that?
You're not very bright.
And you're not very entertaining.
Touché, buddy. Touché.